The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Vertigo. Dr. Yardley, you have a very personal story about this. Why don't you share it with us?
I do. And this was back in around 89. And at that time, I was on vacation. And I was I decided to learn to windsurf. Never done that before.
Okay.
And at any rate, I received a – I mean, I learned under what I probably looking at that after the fact was probably not a very good teacher.
I hope he doesn't. But, where was this?
This was down in the Caribbean, actually.
Okay, good. And, he didn't hear it, so.
Yeah, and he was Australian. Yeah. So, but I don't hold that against him. But anyway, so the thing about learning windsurfing for me in that particular time was I spent a lot of time getting up and falling off the board and getting up and falling off the board.
Sure.
And if I was anything, it was persistent. Because I spent 8 hours one day getting up and falling off the board.
89, how old were you at the time? What, 20?
Oh, yeah, right. That's correct. Maybe 12. But anyhow, I hit literally everything in the bay. I mean, I literally hit everything. One time, I almost ran over a guy who was snorkeling.
Oh, really?
I remember the look of horror on his wife's face.
I would guess, yes.
And I realized the only way out was to drop off the board, which I got very good at. And you spend all day going down to one end of the beach, dragging the board up the other, and then heading on out again.
Okay.
So that was the last day of my vacation, and the next day I flew back to Seattle. And at that time, I was an avid student of a martial art known as Aikido.
Okay, no Aikido.
So, Sunday, the next day, I went on the mat for my first class, and something happened that had never happened before. I was unable to complete the class.
Why?
I started feeling nauseous, I started feeling dizzy, and I literally had to leave the class early. Now, the next day was my first day back in the office, and at that time, I had a staff of 5 doctors, we had a staff of 15.
You were just in general chiropractic at that point, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And but there was still a significant portion of the practice that didn't see the other doctors and were waiting for me to come back.
Okay.
So I faced a very busy Monday.
Right.
So I went home, I went to bed, prepared for the next day.
Figuring it's just what? Something like Montezuma's Revenge,
yeah,
something from the Caribbean.
Exactly. Something that was passing.
Got it.
So the next day I'm taking care of people, and it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And suddenly I got hit with this nauseousness and this vertigo and this dizziness. And the only thing I could do is go in and lay down on the floor in my office, wait for it to pass 15, 20 minutes, get up, start taking care of people. I was good for another 10 to 15 minutes. Then I was back laying down again. So I limped through the afternoon, went home, went to bed, came back into the office Tuesday. And on Tuesday, it didn't start at 3 p.m. It started at 2 p.m.
Oof.
And through the week, my ability to function got less and less and less. So I placed the senior doctor in charge of the office. The next most senior doctor, I placed myself as a patient, said, I want you to re-examine, re-x-ray me. I'm your patient. I do what you say. Well, 2 to 3 weeks into this, and I'm not doing very well at all. I'm going from bad to worse. Now I'm spending virtually all of my time flat on my back. If I got up, I was good for maybe 20, 25 minutes up, and then I'd have to lay back down again.
How did you – I mean, this sounds, you know, debilitating. This sounds like the end of your career.
Well, it certainly didn't look good.
How are you going to – how'd you solve it?
Well, I had a colleague of mine in California. And he called me up and he said, it's the upper neck. It's the brain-body connection. You need to get someone that does that work and uses a very specific approach to it. And so I'd heard of a doctor up in Canada that did this work. In fact, his name is Dr. Birdie.
Okay.
And so I called up to make an appointment with him, and they made me wait 3 weeks to get in and see this guy.
You had 3 weeks of vertigo before you got to see him?
Actually, it was 6 to 7 weeks.
How did you even get up to him? Did you take the train? Did somebody drive you up?
Someone drove me. Amazing. I had to have someone drive me. And so I was driven up, and he explained what he thought the problem was. It was a Friday.
Okay.
I had an appointment to come back Monday to receive my first
treatment.
Correction.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this kind of funny stuff on the side of my neck. In fact, I swore he did nothing. And so anyhow, he seemed to be confident. And the bottom line for me was, well, when can I go back and start taking care of patients again?
Sure.
And he said the following Monday, you can go back half time. And then the Monday after that, you can go back full time.
Now, you have got to be. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're in regular chiropractic and you're used to manipulation and that kind of stuff, and this guy is just lightly tapped, you've got to be a little bit incredulous.
Of course. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
So tell me about the eating.
I'll give it a week.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Fair enough.
Didn't believe the guy, but what else was I going to do?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Exactly. So interestingly, a week later, I was back in practice half time. A week after that, I was back in practice full time. And at that point in time, I looked seriously at what we did and made the decision that we needed to offer this kind of care at a high level of technical excellence mm-hmm. here in the Seattle area.
And you have done that now for, 20 years.
Actually, 25, close to 25 years now, a quarter of a century.
Have you treated other people with vertigo since?
Oh, many, many. In fact, I mean, the list is a mile long.
Is it really?
Absolutely. And while I don't treat vertigo directly or
right.
specifically.
Because you don't do cure directly.
No, but we correct the brain-body connection. And it's amazing the changes because the whole sense of balance is interpreted in that upper cervical brainstem area. And it has a ripple effect when there's a mechanical compromise. Once we correct that, then a lot of the messaging starts getting corrected and a person's sense of balance begins to start normalizing.
Wow. That's an amazing thing because vertigo is so debilitating if somebody has it.
It strikes terror in your heart. I can speak personally for that.
Here's the number.
866-704-1047. Again,
call now. You might be a great candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know, I've been a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. for 3 years. It's been so long. It's been part of the family. Huh? And when I first went in, a couple things stood out. This is a guy who only operates on what he can see. I love that because if it's not measured, it can't be worked on. Well, it can be worked on, but it can't be improved. So I love that about him. He only operates on the data. The other thing that was shocking to me was how truly gentle and non-invasive the treatment is with Dr. Yardley. And I've shared this with him personally, that after the first treatment, I walked out saying, there's no way that did anything. But for me, 2 days later, my joint pain was gone. Then things I didn't even know I was suffering from was gone. Things like I had terrible sciatica. That was gone. I had headaches and sinus infections. I have not suffered those again. So no matter what you're suffering, be it neuropathy, be it fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, Dr. Yardley can help restore the brain-body connection, which in turn returns the body's ability to heal itself.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here, and thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day to share it with us. Dr. Yardley, this next patient we're going to talk to, Lon, one of my favorite topics,
mm-hmm.
sciatica.
Right.
I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
You helped me with it.
I've had it, too.
You have?
Yes, many years ago.
And overall, this is something that you have a great deal of success with, right?
Yes, we see many people with it, and it responds well.
Well, let's talk to Lon. Lon, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dr. Yardley. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Real quick, about 9 years ago, I had sciatica pain, went on for a couple of years, you know, went to standard chiropractors and things like that, and I thought I wasn't going to walk again. I mean, it was just in my chiropractors and stuff, it just said there was not really a chance that they could do anything more for me. So I started going to other doctors, acupuncture, physical therapy, and of course they ended up going to other doctors and wanting to do surgery on me. And I just was not into that surgery. I was like going, oh, my gosh, I've seen so many people be so harmed by surgery. At least subsequent to the surgery, they wouldn't be okay. So anyway, I just, over the years, I had never heard of this before, but I just kept putting surgery off. I went to acupuncture and went to physical therapy and that kind of thing. And that, of course, made me comfortably miserable. That's what I call it. I felt, you know, comfortable in my misery, dealing with having this sciatica pain in my, basically down my right side and my right hip and that kind of thing. After that, I, you know, just, you know, was, like I say, going along, and all of a sudden I heard this Dr. Yardley talking about the brain-body connection. And I was like, you know, over time, and I was a little bit skeptical at first, but then I was like, over time, I was thinking, you know, this probably makes some sense, you know? I'm thinking, And so I went ahead and went in and did the initial thing in his office, and after that, I just sat there and thought about it and went, and of course, after his, you know, after the first adjustment, I noticed something right away. So, and the one thing about your procedure is that it makes you realize that it needs very little intrusive, there's no intrusive manipulations, tiny little exact movements to make that connection happen. And it's just so amazing. You're just going, oh my goodness, how can this be that I've waited this long or went, you know, 10 years without knowing about this? And although I'd heard about it before in terms of the Atlas, but I didn't realize it had such a detrimental effect when that was out of place. Mm-hmm. And so once that happens, you're just, oh wow, I can't believe this. You know, it's phenomenal.
Lon, how long did it actually take for you to see the improvements?
I noticed it right away, right after my first adjustment.
So you noticed changes right away. How did things evolve for you over the next few weeks and months? What happened?
The next week and months, it just gradually my sciatica got better, and my neck was, that whole thing was gone right away. I would say, I don't know what I told, I don't know what my last progressive exam was, but it had to be upwards of 90% or 95% or something like that. And but my sciatica was gone, my neck issue was gone, and since then I've really had no problems other than a little bit of, you know, tiny bit of right hip pain once in a while. But it's just been, the whole thing has been phenomenal, and I just can't, in fact, I've actually described your procedure as non-intrusive surgery from the outside of the neck.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
it's this really exact thing that doesn't, you know, you feel like there's nothing that happened. Boy, did something happen. Your procedure really intrigued me because I was thinking, I don't want to go the conventional route. I've watched so many folks go the conventional route in their care. And when you talked about, you know, I can't remember, you call it disease, something care rather than disease care.
Yeah, health care as opposed to disease care.
Yeah, health care or kind of preventative care rather than disease care, kind of foundational stuff.
Yeah.
Doing things that are foundational to your body and to your life that end up creating a much, much better life for you instead of going at it from, oh, okay, oh, that's what you got going on. Let's treat that symptom and that symptom and that symptom and hope that these drugs will end up, you know, masking the underlying issue. And your procedure unmasks the underlying issue and takes care of it. You know, it's like, just goes boom. It's like you just kind of go along and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting better and better and better. Mm. And I honestly thought I was not going to, back then, I thought I wasn't going to walk again.
That's wonderful, Lon. What would you tell other people who are thinking about going in to see Dr. Yardley?
Stop thinking that you need to be intrusively manipulated, either through other types of chiropractic, other types of physical therapy, osteopathic, up to and including surgery. You know, stop thinking that. I've seen several patients at Dr. Yardley's office who have had surgery, and I've spoken to two of them, and they've said, I said, wow. I said, why are you here? And they're like, because it's the only place I've gotten any relief. And I said, well, you had surgery. And they're like, yeah, I either wish I hadn't have done that or I wish I would have waited before I did that. And I totally agree. And now, because I was one of those patients that could have been, had I elected to do the intrusive route with surgery, I would have been completely unhappy because I would have thought, oh, my gosh, why did I do that? when I could have done this. That's what I would tell people.
Lon's got quite a fascinating story, doesn't he, Dr. Yard?
Certainly he does.
So maybe you've been listening to this and you're thinking, I wonder if I'm a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. But you know, you really don't know until you've visited him.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Make an appointment with my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Hey, it's Todd Herman. I found out a few years ago how powerful Dr. Yardley's gentle, non-invasive treatments can be. My joint pain, gone. Sciatica, gone. Headaches, gone. You see, Dr. Yardley's treatment focuses on the cause of the problem. He'll put your body in a position to heal itself. Just download and listen to Dr. Yardley's radio show he does on Cairo every Sunday morning at 8. You can do that at yardleyinstitute.org. You'll hear from over 100 patients. They'll show their incredible improvements. They'd suffered from health issues like headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, neuropathy. Stop living with the pain. Get your life back. Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again. Call now and make an appointment. You're going to love Dr. Yardley. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Or you can book an appointment online at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to another doctor, Dr. Mark, who I guess he's a retired dentist and also pharmacist.
Yes, he was a dentist in the military for 26 years. Prior to entering dentistry, he was a pharmacist.
And do I understand that what were the things that he suffered from?
Well, he was dealing with peripheral neuropathy,
okay,
which is a numbness that develops usually in the feet as a result of nerves dying.
Okay.
Knee pain and thumb and wrist problems.
Now, had he seen anybody prior to seeing you?
He was at the Mayo Clinic for a month. He went to Johns Hopkins and regrettably didn't get any improvement anywhere. In fact, in some cases, he said it made it worse.
I think we need to find out what happened to Dr. Mark when he showed up on your doorstep.
Sounds good.
Dr. Mark, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Hi there, Dr. Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Doing good.
So, Dr. Mark, tell me about what conditions you were dealing with prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. I understand that there were some issues with, what, your lower back and some peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah, mainly it's from a lot of military service and overseas. Mainly was first with the lower back, but in the last 10 years you could add a whole bunch, peripheral neuropathy of both feet. And then I had trouble with both wrists and both knees, and it was causing considerable problems sleeping at night.
Were you somewhat skeptical when you went to go see Dr. Yardley?
I was skeptical because I've been through everything before, and I didn't see any real results.
What was your initial impression when you went and visited them at the clinic?
He's very gentle, he's very experienced, and I felt, you know, I don't know where this is going, but at least I feel very confident in him.
We often talk with people about what the treatment is like. Some people say it was as if he didn't do anything. What was your experience, both as a doctor and patient?
No, I felt him do something. It's very gentle, though. It's just like he says, and just like he explained to me in the office, and like he says on his radio program, this doesn't hurt, you know. This is gentle. It's just exactly what he says.
So, immediate results? Did you feel something right after the initial effort, or did it take a while? Was it gradual? What was your experience?
Actually, it took a while. I felt something. I was surprised that I did feel something, but my condition didn't really change right away, no.
But over a period of time, I gather that it did. What was your experience there?
Yeah, I felt he was doing something. And slowly but surely, you know, first I didn't pay attention. Then all of a sudden I said, you know something, I am improving. takes patience and time.
So tell me about your improvement. Where are you at with the back pain and the peripheral neuropathy?
Back pain is about 50% better. In the peripheral neuropathy, in the knees, the wrists are okay. I go to the gym. I do very light, but I still go to the gym, and I still swim a couple times a week. And I sleep a lot better.
Yeah, so
I don't have to get up all night.
And so I gather the knee pain has been reduced quite a bit?
It's 80% the knees. The knees are really happy with. And even the peripheral neuropathy in both feet is at least 70% better. And the wrists are maybe 85% better because I actually use them every day. I use them normally now.
Well, that must be very satisfying for you to be able to. I mean, obviously, it's opened up your life again and allowed you to exercise and do things, or am I wrong about that?
It's been wonderful. I tell you, I've tried everything before, from the Mayo Clinic to regular chiropractors, acupuncture, even prolotherapy. Nothing really helped much.
One of the challenges...
Slowly but surely, I'm getting better and better.
One of the challenges, and you're a clinician yourself, and that is we seek to create a situation where the body is healing itself. We seek to create a situation where you're not dependent upon us correcting it all of the time.
You're not going to find an expert like you anyway. It's just not... This is not a common specialty, you know, that you're going to find a lot of people doing it. And you've got the experience. So, you know, I put my trust in you. And that's what I do when I feel I got a really good doctor. And I just said, you know, sometimes you get a little impatient, but I just said, I need to be patient. And, you know, I am improving, so let's go with it. And we stayed with it.
That's really kind of you to say that. And that's my attitude, too. And when I go to a good clinician, listen to what they say and try not to judge it too much myself.
Dr. Mark, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Your story is really a fascinating one and one that I think is very uplifting. Thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to share this with people, really.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
An impressive story from Dr. Mark, Dr. Yardley, but it's not all that unusual, is it?
It's not, but it is a compelling story.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, maybe you've been listening to this, and maybe you're wondering whether you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, there's really only one way to find out, and that is to go and visit with him. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before he started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You can learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org. That's YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You know, I've learned so much from you about the way the body's connected and the nerves communicate with one another and how a tiny problem like the princess and the pea under the mattresses can add up into great big problems. As our body adapts and works its way around the problem, then it can end up in a misbalance elsewhere, and it can develop into pain. And I hear a lot of people talk about neuropathy. They talk about fibromyalgia. But, Dr. Yardley, I feel like they talk about it as an endpoint that they're not really having respect for where that began. And that princess and the pea metaphor, it might have become with a little pea, you know, sitting at your desk too much, or maybe having too vigorous of a golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people approach this differently. Some people look at this as disease care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's interesting. If you take a look at these, let's take neuropathy, for instance. Now, 40 years ago, which was about when I started in practice, you'll find that neuropathy, the only time I would see neuropathy come in clinically was it was secondary to diabetes mellitus. People that were diabetic. And there really wasn't much we could do about that. And still, when it's secondary to diabetes, often that's not the case. But about the last 15 years, it changed. People started turning up in my office with neuropathy, no diabetes. They didn't have diabetes at all. And so as we started approaching that clinically, we started getting some pretty good results with it.
Mm.
Now, you're going to find that there's a lot that's done out there in the disease care standpoint. And some of it's really good. Like oftentimes you'll see people are using a thing called vibration platforms. They're using a thing called, cold laser, and it will get relief. It will get those nerves stimulated and back to life. The problem is, why did they get there in the first place? And the problem is you have to keep on doing that just to keep those nerves alive. So we prefer, well, I think that's good and that's fine to do. We prefer to step back a little bit and say, okay, what's the deeper cause of this? Where is this coming from? And for us, where that takes us is into control systems within the body. Mm-hmm. And we find that control systems cause joints not to work the way that they're supposed to. These joints begin to affect nerves, and the nerves react in different ways. They could be painful. It can start affecting your gait, start resulting in spinal stenosis. It starts resulting in neuropathy down in the legs and the feet. And then sometimes we see neuropathy developing in other parts of the body as well, in the hands. And these are primarily coming from neck issues. And neck issues, again, are handled because of the joints and approaching the joints. What they don't look is that the head is not sitting straight on the neck. And it's that whole balancing act which is the key to unwinding a lot of the problems in the neck. And that's our area of expertise. That's what we do at the Institute.
So, Dr. Adler, I've learned from you that neuropathy sometimes manifests as feeling like there's a sock balled up in your shoe, even though it's not there, right?
Right.
All right. So, to further explain this, people will be experiencing these things. And the disease care approach, might I explain this as, let's say that you have a rock in your shoe. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've been hiking, you got a little pebble in your shoe. One approach to that might be layering another padding on top of the padding inside the shoe.
Right.
Oh, okay, well, now I have another padding. Now you walk another mile, you don't feel it, but then the padding starts to wear down, and hey, I feel the rock again. Hey, well, I got the idea. Let's put another pad on top of the second or the third pad. You're still feeling it.
Yes.
But I guess the way you go about this in the gentle, non-invasive, upper cervical way is you just go and say, hey, you know what? What if we got rid of the rock? What if we went to the actual cause of the pain, of the fibromyalgia, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That was a great analogy, actually. And there's value in both. I mean, there's no virtue in living in pain and just suffering through it. I'm not a big fan of that at all. And people come in and they're almost apologetic because they're taking drugs for the pain. I'm saying, hey, if I had the pain and this was the only thing I could do, I'd be doing it too, you see. But let's see if we can find a better way. Let's see if we can find a way around this without the need for the drugs.
Yeah, and it's so common. I don't know how many patients of yours I've met, you know, in the welcome area, at the clinic, at the radio station, doing commercials. I have yet to meet a patient who didn't come away with a surprise benefit after getting the upper cervical treatment and the gentle care. Have you ever had a surprising case? Like, I know you've been doing this for so long, but have you ever stepped back and said, oh, wow, I'm surprised as well that my treatment could address this?
I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And if you go to my website, and you've seen this as well. And the reason that happens is really because it's a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. A disease care approach is all about coming up with a better widget to make this feel better, make that feel better, hopefully to fix this or to fix that. Now, the problem with it is it generally treats effects, not causes. And the reason we call ourselves a healthcare institute is that's just not what we do.
Yeah.
We step back from that and we take a look at control systems within the body, regardless of what's going on with the patient. Let's correct those, then let's see what happens. And then the dynamic, the kaleidoscope of changes that occur in many people's bodies, quite amazing to me as well as to the patient.
Yeah, Dr. Adler, there's a famous viral video that went around talking about the different way men and women deal with emotional stress. Mm. And a woman is talking to her husband saying, it's just, I've got this pain in my head that it's all consuming during the day. And there's a nail hammered into her forehead. And he says, well, honey, if we could just remove the nail, She says, it's not about the nail. I just want to be listened to. And so you're really going and you're saying, look, when you do these, you know, the very gentle, non-invasive treatment, you're really, really just removing the nail, right? And allowing people to get to healing.
Exactly. At least in the cases we accept for care, that's what we're trying to do. We're, of course, not a cure-all, but but what we do helps a lot of people. They get help no other way.
Yeah. And, you know, my experience has just been, you know, just right along those lines of the joint pain for me is gone. The sciatic, I forgot I had it. And you know what else? Just sitting here talking to you right now. Yeah. I forgot I used to get Sunday headaches. I used to get regular Sunday headaches. And then, of course, I've talked to my listeners extensively about my sinus condition gone. My friend Ron Upshaw had this happen as well, where his sciatica was gone. Not what we expected. Hey, look, there's over 100 stories at yardleyinstitute.org. Stories just like mine and my friend Ron Upshaw's. If you don't think you're ready yet, go read some of those. I bet you're going to find some people in there who sound like you. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Make an appointment with my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Hey, it's Todd Herman. I found out a few years ago how powerful Dr. Yardley's gentle, non-invasive treatments can be. My joint pain, gone. Sciatica, gone. Headaches, gone. You see, Dr. Yardley's treatment focuses on the cause of the problem. He'll put your body in a position to heal itself. Just download and listen to Dr. Yardley's radio show he does on Cairo every Sunday morning at 8. You can do that at yardleyinstitute.org. You'll hear from over 100 patients. They'll share their incredible improvements. They'd suffered from health issues like headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, neuropathy. Stop living with the pain. Get your life back. Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again. Call now and make an appointment. You're going to love Dr. Yardley. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Or you can book an appointment online at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about something that you've mentioned more than once, and every time you say the words, it frightens me. The suicide disease.
With good reason, yes.
Trigeminal neuralgia. See, yes. I was able to say it.
You did, and you did it well.
Okay, thank you. So talk to us about the suicide disease. Why is it called that?
Well, neuralgia is just an abnormal condition of the nerves, and there's a big nerve on the side of the face with three branches called trigeminal, tri standing for three.
Sure.
And when people get TN, or trigeminal neuralgia, and TN may be an easier term for us to use, it is known as the suicide disease because more human beings commit suicide because of this condition and with this condition than any other single condition.
So is it like unrelenting pain on the side of your...
Yes, facial pain.
Really?
Yes, and it affects people, just wind blowing on their face, just turning their head, just brushing against the skin. These are the kind of things that...
And how long can this last, this condition?
For the rest of their life.
People can have it their whole lives?
Well, as long as they don't commit suicide.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Unless they come to the Yardley Institute.
And it can be a very large, but it can also be a smaller part of the face, correct?
Yeah, it can affect all three nerves, more common one or two of the nerves, and then it can change. It can move around.
One of your patients has been kind enough to join us here this morning. Frankie in Federal Way is here with us. Hi, Frankie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. It's good to be here.
You have a great name. It's nice to meet you. So my understanding is you had the suicide disease. You had trigeminal neuralgia for some time. Is that right?
Yes, 25 years.
25 years? How old were you when you started it?
Well, I'm kind of old
now.
No, we
don't give that away.
But it was 25 years. I've added it up.
Wow, that is amazing. And was it unrelenting? Did it come and go, or...
At first, it came and went, and then it came back with a vengeance and stayed. And the only thing I could do was injection surgery, which led me to the hospital with meningitis, which you can get when you do this procedure.
Uh-huh.
And now they're not doing it anymore. So when I went to Dr. Yardley, I had absolutely nowhere to go. didn't know what I was going to do because they won't do the surgery anymore. They just want to do a brain surgery, which is much more severe.
Now, had you been through, I mean, been to a number of specialists by the time you finally got to the Yardley Institute?
Yes, and I had been on medication, not pain medication per se, but it's called Tegretol. That's what they use, is to kind of, I don't know, relaxes the muscles a bit.
Now, Frankie, I often ask when we encounter somebody who has been going through something for a good period of time, which you have, or did actually, what was the impact on your life for that? I mean, were you able to work? I think you teach piano, right?
I do. And, you know, it's my mouth that I make a living with, my mouth and my hands. And when you have this, you don't want to brush your teeth. You don't want to open your lips. Mumbling is about the only way you want to talk because you're getting electric shocks, like sticking your finger in a light fixture, you know, all the time. And so wind, a change of temperature, anything, just a brush on, and no kissing. No kissing, that's for sure, because it's painful.
Oh, my God. What a terrible way to live. So you went to see the you went to see Dr. Yardley, you went to the Yardley Institute, and what happened?
This is how it went for me.
Okay.
I went in there, and I felt a confidence, and I felt a very strong feeling that I was doing the right thing. And I thought, I have no place to go, and I listened, and they gave me all the x-rays and talked everything over with me. Didn't promise me anything, but just said they could do their best, and they've had some good successes. And so I thought, let's go, because every day was excruciating pain. And so I started, and I also felt a very, there's a calmness in Dr. Yardley's office. It's a sereneness, and while I was there, I felt really relaxed. And that goes a long way when you're working with severe pain.
So, Frankie, where are you today? Do you still have trigeminal neuralgia?
I can't find it anywhere. It's left me. It's gone. It doesn't hurt anymore.
It's amazing.
It's real amazing.
Frankie, I know at one point in time you were able to gain relief in one position, and that was laying down. But by the time you came to see us, it was affecting your sleep.
Yes.
There was a constant burning. It would swell up. It would get knotted. You get these shooting pains. You found that sitting, talking, brushing your teeth, and when it was bad, it would cause you to mumble.
Yes.
Not good. Not good at all. I remember sitting down with Frank and her husband, Kay, and I said to you guys, I'm going to get confused because he's got a woman's name and you've got a man's name.
Right. Yeah, we play with that a lot.
Exactly.
No confusion now, though, because the condition vanished. And what would you say about the Yardley Institute to somebody who's suffering from the suicide disease, trigeminal neuralgia?
Well, this has just changed my life. I'm the person that I used to be. And I would tell people to run quick. Go in. Take a listen.
Frankie, thank you for making the time to come on with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Any time for Dr. Yardley.
You take care, Frankie.
You can do no wrong.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maybe the Yardley Institute can help you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
All right, this is going to be a good one. Got a good friend, listener to the radio station, Ralph from Gig Harbor, also a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Ralph, good to hear your voice. Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I went to see Yardley.
Yeah.
Mainly it was I have sciatica, which hurts to sit. I mean, you can't sit for more than a few seconds, and it just was bad. I either stood up or laid down.
Now that you've experienced this care and these conditions have subsided, how's it changed your daily life?
You know, I haven't had any pain for over a year at all. I can sit for hours and not have my foot go numb or tingles up and down my leg, my left leg. So, yeah, it's really affected my life. I mean, it was hard to work, hard to bend down. I have a really physical job, so there's a lot of bending. So being 56 years old, it's nice to not have that pain in my back and, you know, getting home and not having to take a painkiller or something to go to sleep.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really made a big difference. I'm so appreciative of all the work they've done. The way I feel now is just 100% better.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is in the house with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of seconds here, we're going to talk with one of your other patients, Pam. How about you give us a little background about her?
Yeah, well, Pam wasn't even sure why she came to see us. And when we sat down and talked with Pam, we found out there were a number of things going on, none of which she would ever come to have seen us for. The fact that her kidney measurements were starting to go down. She had eczema, problems with the right knee, AFib at times, not very often. But you know what was really interesting is she had a series of 5 bumps on her head, and she'd had one of them removed surgically. So anyway, she was in to find out what we were about, and I'd probably let her take it from there.
All right. Well, let's get her on the show. Hi, Pam.
Hi, thanks.
Man, sounds like you had a lot going on.
Well, yeah, but as he said, I wasn't really sure. I just kind of came in for a quality of life, and I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just come check it out. Listened to your radio programs for over a year, and I thought, okay, maybe it's my turn.
So in your mind, did you think all these things were kind of related, or what exactly was your mindset when you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
Oh, I didn't think there was any continuity to them whatsoever. They were all so different. And I didn't even think, except the kidney things were probably my primary concern. But I didn't think anything was related at all, to my surprise.
Now, tell me about these bumps on your head. You had surgery on your head.
Well, I did. They're like, I laughed and called them my horns on my head, and there were about 5 of them. And I did have one removed surgically, and then all of a sudden, a month later, I just went, because they ask you a month into it, you know, well, how's everything? And then I realized, oh, those bumps are gone. So everything kind of started falling into place, and it really surprised me.
Okay, Dr. Yardley, I want to pause here for a second. You got all these conditions. You got eczema, AFib, you got kidneys, you got bumps in the head. They don't seem to be related. Explain to all of us how these things are, in fact, related.
Well, it's all about the difference between disease care and health care. Disease care is to take each one of these things, examine it, test it, measure it, and give it a name. Mm-hmm. And then develop a strategy to try and get rid of it. Disease care paradigm. We, on the other hand, function in a healthcare paradigm. We don't ask any of those questions at all. We simply ask one question. Why is this body not healing? What is stopping it from happening? And then we deal with the brain-body connection and correcting and empowering that body's ability to heal itself. And then it's real simple. We sit back and see what happens.
And Pam, I want to take a second to talk a little bit about what it's like to be treated by Dr. Yardley. You know, we talk to a lot of people here in the show, and they often say that the first time that he treats them, it's almost as if he barely touches them. It's like very little has happened. What was it like for you? Was it gentle? Was it like that?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
Absolutely.
Well, Lee, why don't you explain to us, tell us a little bit about micro-adjustments and why they're so subtle.
Some of the most powerful things in the world are subtle. And but people mistakenly think that this is like voodoo or something like that. And it's actually based more on physics and mechanics than probably anything else you'll get done from a health standpoint. The forces are incredibly light, incredibly gentle, but at the same time very powerful, leading to profound changes in the body.
Okay, Pam, so you've started care. How long did it take before you started to notice some differences in your body?
It was about 3 weeks, maybe a month, and then that's when I realized, wow, the things in my head are gone. And so, you know, just little things. When they ask you things that are wrong, you have to tell them every silly little unrelated thing you could possibly think of, because all of us, those things are gone.
So, Pam, I want to go down a list here of your various maladies and see how you've ended up after your treatment with Dr. Yardley. Let's start first with the eczema. How'd that go?
Oh, gosh. Now, it's been about 6 months, and it's probably about 95% gone.
Gotta love that. That's a good result, huh?
That was after 2 years of going to dermatologists and using every prescription, everything, and I'm really happy with that.
Scores on your kidneys. Okay, did you have some improvement in that area?
Absolutely. When I went back in, they said, you're good to go. Come back in 6 months. So we'll see. So that was my biggest worry and really the reason that I went.
Let's talk about the bumps on your head. You were worried that you would have to go back to surgery. Did you, in fact, have to go back to surgery?
Nope, they're totally gone.
Wow. So it sounds like the treatments that Dr. Yardley did, the micro-adjustments, did in fact restore the brain and body connection. They're talking to each other more effectively.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing to me. I don't know, other than what he says, it's hard to explain it to people, but all I can tell you is it works.
So, Pam, what would you tell other people who might have the kind of conditions you had, bumps in the head, eczema, kidneys? What would you tell them about Dr. Yardley?
I'd tell them go and at least check it out. It's worth it.
Excellent. Well, Pam, I'm delighted that you are having such a great experience with Dr. Yardley. Thanks for coming on with us here.
Thanks, you too.
Boy, Dr. Yardley, she just sounds so pleased. You know, everybody comes in for a different reason. I had lower back pain. She had eczema, bumps on her head, kidney, AFib. So people just need to come in and find out if they're a candidate for care with you, right?
That's right.
Does this all sound a little too good to be true to you? Are you still a little bit skeptical? Believe me, I was for the longest time. But if it's starting to make a little bit of sense, if you're curious, then why not contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you are, in fact, a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Make an appointment with my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. Hey, it's Todd Herman. I found out a few years ago how powerful Dr. Yardley's gentle, non-invasive treatments can be. My joint pain, gone. Sciatica, gone. Headaches, gone. You see, Dr. Yardley's treatment focuses on the cause of the problem. He'll put your body in a position to heal itself. Just download and listen to Dr. Yardley's radio show he does on Cairo every Sunday morning at 8. You can do that at yardleyinstitute.org. You'll hear from over 100 patients. They'll share their incredible improvements. They'd suffered from health issues like headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, neuropathy. Stop living with the pain. Get your life back. Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again. Call now and make an appointment. You're going to love Dr. Yardley. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047, or you can book an appointment online at yardleyinstitute.org.
Parkinson's is a neurological disorder that has no cure.
And you go into a room and you say, who knows someone with Parkinson's? And everyone raises their hand.
Every 9 minutes, someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association is there to give hope to people living with the disease and fund research toward its cure. That's why Bonneville, Seattle is proud to partner.